Yes.
Yeah, all right. Good. You can go ahead and start.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Thanks for being here. It's my first FOSDEM, so I'm very happy to be here as well. So my name is Anthony Hazapis. I'm from Greece, Crete. The institution is a research institute called FORTH. And today, I'm going to talk about the work we are doing on running Kubernetes workloads on HPC. Hopefully this will be on time so we can have a discussion at the end. So this is a picture of hardware. The question is, what do you run on this hardware? Do you run your cloud workloads or your HPC workloads? And what is happening now most of the time is that you have partitions and you can run some stuff on one part, some stuff on the other. Okay, I won't go into the details. Most of you know that the workloads are pretty different, right? So the guys on the left run batch jobs, they run tightly parallelized code, they run binaries. The guys on the right package their code in containers, they use frameworks, and they mostly run webs of microservices and that kind of stuff. But what we won't... Okay, we don't want to make them all run the same stuff. We want to kind of embrace the diversity and run hybrid workloads. So the idea is here is that you have a big pipeline, and some parts are like legacy code in Fortran, some parts and they run via Slurm, and some parts you may have found some Kubernetes tool that does all the computation, or you can have Spark or, I don't know, PyTorch or whatever, and you want to run it on the same machine. So the common approach is just to bridge the two environments. You run one code on one environment and one on the other. There are many tools that do this. I have an extensive related work in the paper I'll show you at the end. But the idea, the problems with this bridging are clear. You have to move your data around, and there are many restrictions in both environments. So, for example, the HPC environments are mostly, you know, maybe they're air-gapped, they have restrictions for access, moving data, and things like that. In another project, we tried to run everything in Kubernetes. So this is kind of interesting. We ran containers in Kubernetes that simulated an HPC environment, so you had Slurm inside the containers, but that required the Slurm scheduler to coordinate with the Kubernetes scheduler. We tried that, it's pretty awful, but it kind of worked. So then we tried what I'm going to show you today, which is a way to run cloud software in HPC. And actually, we run mini clouds as a Slurm job. So it may be that some of you are not familiar with what Kubernetes is. I won't go into much technical details, but I have to talk a bit about it so we can go through the rest of the slides. So in the cloud ecosystem, everyone has their code packaged in containers. So we've solved the deployment problem, and now we have to solve the runtime problem when you have like hundreds or thousands of machines. Someone has to run your containers, right? So you need kind of an operating system, because I like to call it an operating system because it does what operating systems do. It takes care of your resources, it runs your jobs, it handles networking failures. So you just describe your containers and then you hand them over to some API, and it kind of runs it on whatever resources are available, even if those resources are distributed. So Kubernetes provides an abstraction. It has a lot of primitives and conventions of how to write these descriptions. And it's compliant with the DevOps, let's say, culture, because DevOps is not a job description, it's a culture. So you have to, you can use the same environment for development. Then you write this nice description, and then you just fire it up in the cloud. And there are many, many, many different packaging of Kubernetes. You can run it on a Raspberry, you can run it in Amazon, and many, many extensions and third-party tools. And this is very interesting because With this work, we can leverage those tools in the HPC context. Now, in Kubernetes, you declare what you want to do, so you give like the recipe, and it is run at some point. So you don't type in commands like run this or run that. You say, I want these three things run, right? I talked that there is an API. You have abstractions, so you run pods, which are collections of containers. These are organized in deployments, and these are organized. There are also services, jobs, and etc. And the structure is a typical distributed system. So you have one head node or one let's say master that takes the commands, and then you have agents or workers that execute the containers. So the image on the right, I will go into not a deep dive, but a shallow dive on what these components do. So basically, the API server is the point where all the commands enter, and it's the point that all the different components coordinate. And that's very interesting because in Kubernetes, you can replace any component with another component as long as it speaks the same language to the API server. The API server needs some persistent storage, which it gets from the key value store etcd. And then you have various, we call them controllers, because they just speak to the API, but they do specific jobs. So you have this guy that implements all the different abstractions. You have the scheduler, which selects the nodes. You have a DNS for discovery of services, and many different storage controllers to provide volumes. And on the right, it's the things that run on the actual machines. You have the kubelet, which is the most important in today's discussion. It's the agent that runs on the node that implements the lifecycle of pods. And then the other stuff, let's not talk much about it. It's mostly for networking. In Kubernetes, you have two different networks. You have the actual pods networks, and then you have the service networks, which are like pointers to the services. So to run a job, the user gives the description to the API server. This propagates to the different controllers, and at some point, the pod is sent to a kubelet to be run in the runtime. Now in HPK, we want to change this flow, but we want to run this as a user, and this is kind of important. We want to run this as a user job without root permissions, which is kind of tricky. We would like all the abstractions to be available, as many as possible, at least those that don't depend on hardware, right, on hardware features. But what's most important, we want to delegate all the resource management to Slurm. So we want this to run as a job in Slurm. And this respects the organization policies and complies with existing resource accounting. So you know what your users run. You know that the Slurm is most organizations that have Slurm have heavily invested in all the utilities around Slurm and scale across all the nodes. We want to use Singularity as a container runtime because it's kind of an established practice to have it installed in HPC, and of course make it easy for everyone, both administrators and users, meaning we want it to be as less intrusive as possible for the admins. Right, so what can we do? Actually, we can take all the things that are in green, the boxes, and just run them as a process.